Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is James Glory Accrington, Lancashire in the north of England. Today, 11:35. Praise the Lord. Today, come on, what has God promised you? Don't turn this off. Listen to me. I know a young man who rebelled against his parents. And when he lost his job and his girlfriend, he complained that God was being unfair. Why are you treating me this way? Why, I didn't ask to be born. Do you know, he didn't think the Lord was giving them the help he promised. But what he didn't realise was that Jesus promised a sense of his love and presence only to those who keep his commandments. We read in 1 Kings 3 that God was really pleased when Solomon valued an understanding heart over wealth, honour and long life. Because if you remember the story, the Lord said, I'll give you whatever you want, Solomon. You know, whatever you want, you're so blessed. And he asked for wisdom. And because Solomon asked for wisdom, God rewarded him with gold. There's a lesson to be learned there, you see. Do you know? So he promised the kings those blessings in addition to the wisdom he requested. But Solomon, who was only 20 when he became king, died at the relatively young age of 60. What happened to the promise of long life? Remember, there was a condition connected to it. If you walk in my ways, God had said. Because Solomon did not fully follow the Lord, God did not give him long life. If you are God's child by faith in his son Jesus, if you're saved, he has promised never to leave you nor forsake you, Hebrews 13. Yet, listen, you can expect his loving discipline if you disobey him. In such times, though, you can turn to his promise to forgive when you confess your sin. He says if we forgive our sins, God is faithful and will cleanse us from all unrighteousness and forgive us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In such times you can turn to his promise to forgive, to confess your sin, as I've said. Hold on to God's promises, but don't twist them. Today, I plead with you in the name of Jesus. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, trust on him, look to him. Because you're saved by faith in him, not by works, not by doing good. It's by Christ alone. And his promise to never leave you nor forsake you is something you can stand on. Today, you may have had enough. Trust me, contact me, ask the Lord Jesus, believe on him. This is James Glory Accrington, Lancashire, in the north of England, talking about the promises of God. Oh, glory.